dig into this word. I'm excited about this new series. It's Where Is Your Faith? Everybody say, Where Is Your Faith? That's the name of the new series. And Lord, thank you for this new series that we're about to dive in as it relates to our faith. We know that without faith, that's not our testimony, but we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. We have faith, we have peace, we have your spirit living on the inside of us that allows us to navigate life, to live in this hotel called Earth. We know you are soon to come. Maranatha, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus, come. We know you're coming soon, Maranatha. We thank you for this teaching that will build us up in the most holy faith in days to come, in weeks to come, in years to come. The rest of our days, we will be found, we will forever be found giving you praise, praying to you, worshiping you, and displaying our faith wherever we go. The grocery store, Ingles, Walmart, Target, the gas station. We want our light to shine so bright that when we walk in the place, when we walk in at the stadium, when we walk in the arena, when we walk in the downtown, that they say that man, that woman is must be a woman of God, a man of God, because of the light that is on us, but most importantly, that's in us. You are good and your mercy endures forever. We're so grateful for the ability to worship and study you in a safe place like the house of Judah. We don't want to ever take that for granted. Get the glory, Holy Spirit. Have your way this morning. In Jesus' name, we do humbly pray. Amen. All right. So, guys, got some scriptures I want to lift. I got a lot of scriptures that I want to lift this morning. And it's going to be very interesting. If you are a thinker, a Bible thinker, you're going to be like, I never saw that. I never knew that he was in the Bible. And so Mark, if this is not in your way, Mark 14 lifts something about a young man. Everybody say young man. Young man. All right. We're going to focus on this young man that's going to be this focus today. And he is going to cause us, he's actually going to challenge us by his actions. It's so interesting to me. So Mark 14, let's read. And immediately, verse 43, Mark 14, you can turn there, Mark 14, verse 43. And immediately, while he was still speaking, this is Jesus, by the way, okay? Jesus is speaking. While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs. For from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. So basically they're coming to Jesus. They're up to no good. And this is obviously around resurrection season that we read this. But verse 44, now the betrayer, who was Judas, had given them a sign saying, the one I will kiss is the man. Look at somebody say, don't let everybody kiss you. All right. And so Don't you don't know what that kiss means. It may be the kiss of death. Amen. Because Judas gave Jesus the kiss of death. But it really was the kiss of life. Amen. Seized him, Jesus, and led him away because of a kiss. Because of a kiss, they seized Jesus and led him away under guard. Verse 45. And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, Rabbi, and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and seized him. Verse 46, 47. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. I want friends like that. When somebody try to mess with me, they get a 45, not a 45. They didn't have 45 in the Bible days, but in 2026, it probably would have been a 45. Don't you touch Alpheus. Don't you touch my anointed one. And so they would have shot. I ain't going to name some of my friends, but I think some of my friends would have acted like this. Don't you touch him. maybe some of my students. And Jesus said to them, to the guards, to the ones that have come to arrest him, bruh, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Like, why are you disturbing me this time of the night or this time of the morning? Day after day, I was in the public. You knew where I would be. It was announced. It was on all of the flyers. It was on CNN. It was on TV that I was going to be, I was going to have a crusade over here. Verse 49. Day after day, I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But nevertheless, let the scriptures be fulfilled. Verse 50. And they all left Jesus, all of the disciples, my same friends. I ain't going to call their names. My same boys, they left Alpheus. They left Jesus, and they all left him and fled. Where y'all at? But it was this young man. A young man, verse 51, a young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth. I mean, this is not linen cloth. But this is the closest thing I had in the, I ain't wore linen in a long time. But it was just young man in verse 51, followed Jesus and with nothing but this. Nothing but a linen cloth about his body. And they seized him. I got so many questions. Why you come out the house in the bathrobe? With your nosy self. I know it's a lot of commotion. And so you know what? It happened to me last night. It's just crazy. Now, you know this is crazy because they were shooting fireworks at 2 a.m. And I put a Facebook post like it's 2:05 a.m. Why y'all outside in the front of my house doing a fireworks show? I mean, the biggest fireworks show you can imagine. Like, boom, boom. And I got, I didn't get this, but mine's white. And I got my bathrobe on and I cut the alarm off. Lex said, hey, what you doing? I said, and then I cut the alarm back on because she saved them. She saved them. So it kind of makes sense in verse 51 that when there's commotion, there's some stuff going on, that you just grab the first thing and you put it on and you go try to see what's going on. That's what I did last night. It's crazy that this is coming back up. Let me get back. I got a lot to get through, but I'm here for 2 weeks. Verse 52. When the guards turned their attention towards this young man, and basically now they were capturing Jesus, but then now they pretty much targeted this young man, he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. So he said, you ain't gonna get me. And so I don't know what they got to do. I don't know how taking off this linen cloth, taking off your clothes helps you get away. But apparently, I don't know, apparently taking off your clothes, apparently it helped him get away. Or I guess he got away because he ran away naked. Maybe the guards were allergic to naked men. I know it sounds a certain way, but in the purest way, this is what the Bible says. Amen. So today I want to talk about, if you want to write it down, keep your clothes on. In this, Where Is Your Faith series, keep your clothes on. And this is really eschatological talk. Everything that we're talking about, and hopefully it makes sense at the end. Eschatology. Everybody say eschatology. And we know eschatology is what? The study of the end times. It is what's going to happen at the end. We're interested of when is God going to come? When is he going to come? Eschatology, okay? And so this is really how we should position ourselves when Jesus come back. We want Jesus to find us with our clothes on. Amen? He can see through clothes anyway, okay? And I'm saying this in the purest way. But this young lad or this young person, I don't know if he was a teenager. I don't know if he was about my age in his 20s, even though I'll be 45, my birthday in September. I don't know if he was a new follower of Jesus. Some people think that this man, if you can go back sweets, that this young lad was Mark. Some people think he was Mark writing about himself, kind of like Paul, how he wrote about himself. Some people think it, Some people think it was Mark that actually, because why would you, who would be knowledgeable of this commotion? Who would be so close to this commotion? Because remember, this was kind of like a covert mission to get Jesus. This was not in the public, because Jesus lifted. You could have got me when I was in the public, but you kind of come like a thief in the night, which is kind of interesting, because that's pretty much how Jesus is going to come back, like a thief in the night. You try to come and get me like a thief in the night, but little did you know, you are foreshadowing how I'm going to come back and get you like a thief in the night. Everybody say, keep your clothes on. I don't know if this gentleman, this young man, was a new believer or he was just, I don't know. I don't know who he was. Some think he was Mark. All right, I'm lifting that again. But for some reason, the guards thought to turn their attention on this man that had certain clothes on. That had this linen cloth. Okay? So if he was close to Jesus, this smelled like Jesus. In other words, look at somebody and say, do you smell like Jesus? Like, do you walk like a person that has been with Jesus? Alpheus, do you talk like somebody that has been with Jesus? Why did they turn their attention towards this young lad when they went to get Jesus? Now they are targeting this man, this young lad, to get him. Look at somebody, say it one more time. Do you look like Jesus? If this person was that close with Jesus, this smelled like miracles. Because if his clothes had ears, it saw miracles. If his clothes had ears, it heard messages from Jesus. You can't hear messages from Jesus and not start to transform and look like Jesus. Amen. Make sense? Amen. And talk like Jesus. So it seems like even when we read in the scriptures, it seems like they were basically targeting everybody that resembled Jesus. Make sense? I think the scriptures lift. Who was it that betrayed Jesus? I know this. It was Peter. And it was like, say it again. It's like, you look like one of them that been with Jesus. You look like one of them that been with Jesus. You look like somebody that's been with Jesus. You look like somebody that's been with Jesus. We need to get you. And Peter denied Jesus. No, that ain't me. That ain't me. Jesus basically took off his clothes. Every single time you deny Jesus, you're basically taking off your clothes. Look at somebody say, keep your clothes on. This young man could have been one of the key same linen cloth that was worn at the triumphal entry where they cried, Hosanna to the Son of David. Y'all remember that? It was right before the resurrection, the crucifixion. This could have been the same cloth. Like, this represents so much more than just a linen cloth that you put on because somebody is shooting fireworks in front of your house. This represents a testimony. This represents what you have seen, what you have felt. This represents miracles, signs, and wonders. Look at somebody and say, where is your faith? Keep your clothes on. Don't take them off. This represents a lot. This represents blood, sweat, and tears that you can't even tell nobody about. This represents your faith. And really, you want to take this off? Mark 14:51 says, he followed him with nothing but a linen cloth. But this represents more than what meets the eye. And they tried to seize him because, again, they could see his faith, perhaps. But what I'm interested in, Mark, why did you the only writer in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you the only person that emphasized this little detail. Why was Mark so interested in and lifting that this young man, it could have been Mark. Why are you lifting that this man escaped these guards and ran away naked? That's a very, very detailed type of description. Like, you're very descriptive. Mark is descriptive, though. He's very descriptive, by the way. And then, but perhaps it is foreshadowing Mark 15. And Joseph, Verse 46. And Joseph of Arimathea bought what? A linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud. And you see my notes here. One man left the linen to escape the cross. But Jesus was wrapped in linen because he embraced the cross. Look at somebody say, keep your clothes on. Everybody say, keep your clothes on. It's too hot for this anyway, so I'm going to put this right here. All right, but the air feels good today. Amen. Thank God for air. All right, come on, give to the house of Judah because the bill is going to go up a little bit in the next couple of months. All right, dig a little bit deeper. Amen. A little bit warmer. Keep your clothes on. Can you keep your clothes on when your faith is mocked? And they're laughing at the word of God. It's just not a laughing matter. Amen. Grandma told us years ago, don't you play with God. Amen. Don't you play with God. Amen. Amen. I don't care if it's your favorite comedian. You don't play with God. I am very, very nervous for anybody, not just that comedian, that plays with the word of God. How are you sleeping at night, sir, ma'am, when you play with God's word? How are you sleeping? What dreams are you having? Amen. I mean, I'm not angry. I'm concerned. Amen. I'm very concerned. Can you keep your clothes on when obedience costs you a promotion? I do realize some of my posts, you know, I work at a public institute. You know, somebody could say, hey, that man that works at your place is a Republican. I ain't a Republican. I ain't a Democrat. I'm a kingdom crack. Amen. Somebody didn't like when I said I'm not a Democrat. I'm a kingdom crack. That's what you should be clapping for. Amen. Can you keep your clothes on when friends pressure you to compromise? Can you keep your clothes on when the culture grabs hold of your convictions? Can you keep your clothes on when standing with Jesus isn't popular? Or is it just so easy to be like, Is it so easy to do that these days? It's really tempting. I'm not teaching this from I have arrived. There's been many times I've did this. Because I ain't want that pressure. It's just easy to kind of just say, you know, it's easy to say I'm not a Christian sometimes. It's just easy to say, sometimes it's easy to lie. Amen. And whenever you do, when you ever take that position, this is what you're doing. You are doing what this young man did. Matthew 10:32 says, everyone who acknowledged me, Matthew 10:32, everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. Whoever denies me before men, in other words, whoever takes off your clothes, whoever code switches, whoever denies me before men, I also would deny before my Father who is in heaven. Shout, keep your clothes on. 1 Corinthians 16 says, be watchful. Verse 13, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. It says, watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave and strong. In a day like today, it takes bravery to keep your clothes on. It's just a different day. Philippians 3:10. If you want to turn there, I do have it on the screen. Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Look at somebody say, keep your clothes on. Peter 2 says, verse 20, if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure. This is a gracious thing in the sight of God. Somebody say, keep your clothes on. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 tells you to have a few scriptures. Finally, be strong in the Lord. In other words, this is code for keep your clothes on. Finally, keep your clothes on. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes. I think one translation, you got to say it like this. Everybody say wiles. Wow. You know it's like really, really dark when you hear the word wiles. But it means schemes of the devil. Schemes of the devil. And this is what this passage suggests that we wear. Number one, the belt of truth, if you're taking notes. Number two, the breastplate of righteousness. Number three, the shoes, not Jordans, but the shoes of the gospel of peace. Number four, the shield of faith. Keep your clothes on. Number five, this represents way more than just cover up to go be nosy. Amen. This represents number five, helmet of salvation. Number six, and then the helmet is normally placed where? On your knees, on your shoulders, where? On your head. How are our thoughts? Amen. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free. Helmet of salvation. Number six, sword of the Spirit. Number seven, prayer. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:12. Got some more scriptures. Y'all okay with these scriptures? I love them. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. It takes faith to endure. It takes faith to go through. Amen. If you're listening, if you're watching, if you're listening to this House of Judah podcast, I know it takes faith. Just go through, be on the other side of it one day. It seems like eternity when we go through stuff, doesn't it? But just hang on in there. Amen. If we disown him, he will also disown us. Everybody say, keep your faith. Keep your clothes on. Don't stop believing. Keeping your clothes on also represents not compromising. It's standing on business. Whose business? God's business. Amen. Everybody is in this highly charged, political, opinionated, divided climate. Amen. Amen. We just celebrated. Some of us didn't even want to celebrate yesterday because we're in America, you know, and a lot of people hate America. People hate the country that they're in. It's just the land of the what? At least the motto says the land of the free and home of the what? Home of the brave. And people don't have, the morale is not high as it relates to the country we live in with some people. But I'm just telling you, for Alpheus Anderson, I've traveled in the last 48 months, I've traveled to a bunch of places. I mean, Middle East, China. We've been to a lot of places in the last 48 months. And when we fly back and get back on American soil, it's somewhat of some like a relief. I'm glad to be back in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We had a scare like we was going to be caught in one country. And as nice as it was, I was like, I don't want to be stuck here. I'm ready to go back to America and all of his issues. Amen. And all of his problems. But God has graced this country, and God's hand is on my family members that are not saved. Amen. Y'all believe God's hand is on family members that are not saved in your family. Amen. Do you believe that? Do you believe God is still going to heal some of your family members? Amen. Give God praise for that. Amen. Well, do we still believe that God can still heal this country? Amen. Yes, he can, and he will. Everybody has Wi-Fi these days. Everybody has a microphone. Everybody has an opinion. But apparently people struggle with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, the fruit of the Spirit. Gentleness, self-control. Look at somebody say, keep your clothes on. Keep them on. I do got the fruit of the Spirit. I got patience. I got goodness. Well, you're proving my point, sir. You're proving my point. Matthew 9, let's go. I got one more scripture I want to lift, and I'll actually be finished. I knew I won't be too long today. But everybody say, keep your clothes on. This is in Matthew chapter 9, and we will all turn there. Matthew chapter 9, verse 10. And this is Jesus basically hanging out with a few people, or a few people hanging out with Jesus. There's a difference when we're hanging out with Jesus and Jesus is hanging out with us. So y'all please take a note of what I just said. Matthew 9, verse 10. While Jesus was having dinner at whose house? At Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. All right. Did Jesus go to them or they came to Jesus? Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Y'all remember that? Come to Jesus just now, just now, just now. He will save you just now. I love singing that when we were kids at First Baptist Church of Fath Forest. So they came and ate with Jesus. Jesus was already there. They came and sat down at the table with you at Red Lobster. Amen. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus could have got up, right? There's been plenty of times people have entered my presence and I left. I didn't like their spirit. Can I be honest? I don't invite a lot of people in my home because I don't like their spirit. But who am I to judge? Amen. Sometimes I don't like my spirit. So what I do with that? I kick my own self out the house. No, I repent. Amen. But Jesus could have got up because he didn't like their spirit. But Jesus didn't get up. Thank God Jesus didn't get up from my table. Amen. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? On hearing this, Jesus said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Verse 13, I like how Jesus talked. He says, but you, this is very smarty pants, but you need to go and learn what this means. He is quoting an Old Testament passage here. I think it's Hosea 6. I stand corrected, but I think he's quoting Hosea 6, which is very interesting. He says, I like verbatim, he is quoting Old Testament right here. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. What does that even mean? I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Because he's there doing what? Eating, which is a form of sacrifice. Okay? For I have not come to call the righteousness, but sinners. So Jesus, he's having dinner with many tax collectors, okay, with sketchy people. Amen? And he's doing it by himself. When Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. He's there with sketchy people, with some trusted people that can also get a prayer through. Amen. Some ministry work you need not to do by yourself. He's in the company of some sketchy people. He is in the company of sinners. He is in the company. So perhaps some of your family members that you want delivered, saved, set free, maybe perhaps you don't need to go to them by yourself. Take some other prayer warriors with you. Perhaps this is showing us that you, sir or ma'am, can't cast that demon out by yourself. Because some of our family members, it's not just a little bad spirit, it's a demon. And I don't care for demons. They act out, they get crazy. Amen. If I be honest, I only like scary movies. So I ain't going there by myself. I'm taking Lex with me. Amen. So I may have the Bible, but she may have the prayer. Or we may have to switch. She may tag team switch. You pray. I got the Bible. I'm reading the word. But perhaps here this is showing us when you in the company of. The Bible also says don't let your good be evil spoken of. So if you're called to certain places, you may want to take somebody with you. Okay. Alfie's, why are you in the liquor store? Well, I'm getting wine for communion. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. But then if I have somebody else with me, okay, I saw, you know, I'm just trying to make this thing plain, okay, as best as I can. So let's keep reading here. So Jesus is not there for a meal. He is there for ministry. That's why he said here in this verse, I desire mercy. I'm not here just to eat with the sinners. I'm not just here just to have fun and just to enjoy this good food. He is there for ministry, not for a meal. Amen? He ain't there to turn up. Jesus is not there to even commune with them. Look at what he said. Everybody said, keep your clothes on. First of all, Jesus kept his clothes on. He kept his faith. He kept his posture, because if you're going to go in certain places and you said God called you to the world and to the marketplace, or called you to whatever, to the secular arena, then your talk should perhaps be like this. But you got to have the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I'm eating with sinners. How would you think if Jesus is eating with you and Jesus said, yeah, I'm here with sinners, and it's just you and Jesus? You know, you eating. Jesus said, I'm here with sinners. I'm here in the company of people that are sick. You say, Jesus, I'm sick. If it's just you and Jesus eating, he says, yeah, I'm here. I'm here trying to, you know, make a difference with the people that I'm eating with, and all of them are sick. How would you feel? That actually feels like a judgment, right? Because you, Jesus, I feel fine. Everybody say, I feel fine. But Jesus said, you're sick, and you need a savior. You need a healer. So his verbiage shows he did not change clothes. That's what we have to do in a day like today. I know you're listening and you're watching, but I really want us to walk away from this teaching and consider being a little bit bold in our faith, being more bold in our faith. I mean, keep your clothes on. Sometimes when you're silent about something, that's taking your clothes off. I ain't gonna say nothing. Well, do you really love the person? When you say something, that shows that you love them. Cousin, mama, daddy, friend, in love, you should consider stop doing this, because you are sick. You are drinking a little bit too much. You're smoking a little bit too much. Amen. You're cussing a little bit too much. I say this very often to some people. Can you give me 3 less cuss words? You know, and so it's almost, it sounds like a compromise, but I'm trying not to tick them off. Amen. That's what we have to do in a day like today, because Maranatha, Jesus is soon to come. Y'all believe that? Amen. God is soon. He is soon to come. Amen. Again, Matthew 9:10, he says, it's not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. Jesus, what you trying to say? You saying I need mercy? Yes, you need grace and mercy. He is calling for repentance, and he is loving them enough to tell them the truth. And he's showing them the fruit of the Spirit at the same time, which is patience. How is somebody so perfect sitting and eating with you and not annoyed? Did y'all hear what I just said? Like, I'll be 45 my birthday, but I feel like I'm in my 20s. I've started back playing pickleball. I had a little ankle injury. But when I got out there, I said, I'm back, baby. Amen. Look at somebody say, he's back. I almost broke a tear out when I hit that first screen, swing. I said, man, his mercy endures forever. It just took some time. It just took some time for my ankle to heal. Amen. But why did I lift that? Because I'm 45, and it just seems like sometimes your patience just get a little bit shorter and shorter. Why y'all didn't tell me that? The older you get, your patience gets shorter. Aunt Neen, we got a birthday in the same month. What we going to do in September? Jesus, now somebody so perfect, somebody so pure is sitting with unpure. Somebody so healthy is sitting with people with that are not sick. I hope COVID never comes back, because we had family members come to our house and we talked to them outside of the gate when we had a gate. Because we thought they were what? I mean, we thought they could be what? They could be sick. Like we kept our distance. That COVID thing was the devil. I mean, like, I'm like, we look back, like, why are you out? Why are you out? You're 100 feet away. Jesus is so up close and personal with who? The unhealthy and the sick. With sinners. Those of us that are saved. Do we only hang around saved people? Do we only hang around our tribe? Amen. Here, and obviously needed. He was in need. This church got their hands dirty. There were hugs, there were prayers, and there was service. This church has a history of serving the less fortunate. That's not this church's testimony. We would go out there and we will serve the not so fortunate. Somebody should clap your hands. And we're going to continue to do that. Amen. He is so up close and personal with the unhealthy. Yes, we are well-to-do, but we should only hang out with well-to-dos. We're tens, but we can hang out with twos. Amen? Yeah. We can bring the twos up to be ten. Maybe us in this room, we're debt-free, but we can hang out with people that are in debt. Amen? We don't cuss, but we can influence people that cuss not to cuss. But we have to be in their presence so they can see our light. Darkness has to see light in order for darkness to disappear. Look at somebody and say, keep your clothes on. That could be code for keep your light on. Amen? Jesus is showing the fruit of the Spirit. I've got love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Jesus did not get up. He didn't get up. He could have got up. The testimony here is mercy. Because Jesus not getting up shows love and mercy. Everybody say mercy. If you could just do me a favor and shout mercy five times. Mercy. 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 Yeah, mercy. It sounds like mercy too. In I forgot the language. Merci beaucoup is French, I believe. It sounds like thank you. Thank you. Mercy for mercy. Somebody say mercy for mercy. Somebody say mercy, which means thank you. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much. Everybody say mercy for mercy. Thank you for mercy. Because mercy, I heard a pastor say, mercy is basically time. When God gives you time, like, I should have been dead. But because of time, he's given me time. It's mercy, it's judgment delayed. Thank God for mercy. Because if God would have reacted like some of us, knee-jerked, we wouldn't be here. Amen? We wouldn't even be here. Peter 3:9 says, should I say 1 Peter? Peter 3:9 says, 1 Peter 3:9 says, sorry guys, 1 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is merciful. The Lord is not slow concerning his promises, but is patient toward you. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you. He is not wishing that any should perish. So he's giving you time. He's giving you time what? He's giving you time. Not us in this room. We're saved. He's giving you time. He's giving us time for us to take our rightful place and witness and be a witness to evangelize. Because he's actually extending time for some people in this city and be a witness. Amen. He's not wishing that anyone should perish, but that all should reach repentance. He is giving you time. It makes sense. He makes sense. Why are some of my family members living so long, but it seems like they are living in rebellion. It seems like they got some crazy stuff going on. Look at somebody, say, mercy. You should look at some of your family members that you do this to. Raise your hand if you got some family members you SMH to. Don't. But next time you see them, I want you to look at them and see the word mercy written all over their forehead. Because that's what mercy is time. It's delayed judgment. The Lord, he's not wishing that anyone should perish, but that all should reach repentance. I'm trying to give you time to repent. I'm trying to give you time to repent, because when it's all said and done, we would not, including Alpheus, would not have an excuse. Won't have an excuse, because eternity is a real thing. Amen? Y'all believe that? Amen. Eternity is a real thing. We're gonna live longer in eternity than these 99 and a half years that I'm gonna live on this earth. Mm-hmm. But there's a song that says 99 and a half won't do. So maybe I'll live 101. But I'll be living longer in eternity. Amen? Yeah. You don't have to be sad, sweets. I know you're gonna live to be 120. I just happen to see, I'm so sensitive, her head went down like, I'll be coming. You'll be coming right after me. All right. Look at somebody. Say, keep your clothes on. Everybody say, keep your clothes on. Will you keep your clothes on as it relates to some of these things here? You can read it. Of course, you'll be able to download this. I'll lift a few of these real quick. Y'all get the punchline. Amen. Y'all clap your hands if you're gonna keep your clothes on. Letting your co-workers know you are a believer without being ashamed. Inviting someone to church, even if they say no. Everybody say, keep your clothes on. Keeping that Bible verse in your bio, even if you work in a public or a state institution. Putting a Bible verse on your desk if you work in a secular corporate world or institution. Even if somebody unfollows you. You speak the truth, even if somebody put a comment on your page and they misinterpret what you meant by your post, it's okay. Everybody say, keep your clothes on. Refusing to laugh at BET jokes that dishonor Christ is keeping your clothes on. Amen. Not defending it is keeping your clothes on. Everybody say, keep your clothes on. Everybody say, keep your clothes on. Refusing to laugh at that nonsense. Is keeping your clothes on. Amen. I'm concerned about that comedian, but I'm also concerned about people that's laughing at the comedian that's making fun of the word of God. Amen. We should find no pleasure in that. Amen. There's consequences for that. Just read the Bible. Standing for holiness when everyone else is compromising is keeping your clothes on. And I don't want to read number 11, but I will, because this word is for everybody, including me. Loving difficult people because Jesus loved you first is keeping your clothes on. Let's read number 11 1,000 times, and then and I'm out of here. Wait on me, sweets. Loving difficult people because Jesus loved you first. That should hit everybody in this room, right? Last one, worshiping boldly without worrying about who's watching. Let's take 20 seconds to keep our clothes on. I want you to give God a demonstrative, an expression of worship, whatever it may be. There's so many expressions of worship, including sitting there and just thinking on his goodness. But let's take 20 seconds and give God an expression of worship. That's number 13, worshiping boldly without worrying about who's watching or listening. From the fruit of your lips, let's keep our clothes on real quick. Keep your clothes on an expression of worship. Don't worry about who's watching. That's keeping your clothes on. Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
That's keeping your clothes on.
Goodness, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
So you know the scripture I started with. I'm finished, guys. But it's interesting that in Revelation, I didn't see this till the fourth quarter, the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. I saw the scripture, and it was crazy to me that this gentleman, this young man in Mark, he threw his clothes off and abandoned Jesus. But in Revelation 16, 15, the last book of the Bible, it said, blessed is the one who stays awake. Because first of all, Jesus is soon to come. So you got to stay awake in the spirit. Always be ready for him at any moment. Amen? Amen. In the daytime, at the nighttime, when nobody's looking, we should stay awake. Amen? Amen. Keeping his what? His clothes on. Yeah. I just saw that like the last minute. So even in Revelations, like the departing words is, church, keep your clothes on. Keep your garments on that he may not go about what? I want to throw my hat, but I don't have a haircut. I mean, it's like parallel to the scripture I started with. And be seen. It says, not to go about naked and be seen exposed. Clap your hands if you enjoyed this teaching. Amen.